Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God bring a man from Denver, Colorado, and a woman from Honolulu, Hawaii, together for decades of missionary service in Japan and Australia? This is the story of Bob and Gail Gearhart. Bob joins us today. He's a man with ancestral roots in the heartland of America, in Kansas and Oklahoma. We pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what you're facing, or however tough things may be, I mean, you may even feel like your back is against the wall and that you have nowhere to go. But let me just say, and I think Pastor Bob Gearhart will resonate with me on this. Dear friend, there is always, always, always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The resurrected Christ today, by the power of his Spirit, is calling you to himself. And it's our prayer and our hope that you would turn to him and open your heart, receive him as your Savior and Lord. And if you already know the Lord, well, and we believe this will be a time that will encourage you and really build you up. Bob Gearhart is the pastor of Nuanu Baptist Church. He's married to Gail. They have 3 adult children and 4 grandchildren. Pastor Bob, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Danny. Good to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Denver, Colorado, the south part of Denver. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us more. What was it like growing up in Denver, and what are some of the things that you remember most or cherish most?
Well, you know, I liked Denver for probably at least 2 seasons of the year, in spring and summer. Fall, sometimes we would have early snows, and winter would be kind of cold and snowy. So I'm not a big snow person, a big cold person, but I really liked Denver, and it's dry, and so I enjoyed being able to take a shower, go swimming, put a towel out, and it dries in less than an hour, which is something you can't do in Japan, obviously, and here because of the humidity. But I really enjoyed growing up in Denver. I had a good childhood there.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I've thought about that a lot, and I think God really, really blessed me with good friends. I think my friends have influenced me more than perhaps my parents, because they came at it at just the right time in my life. My best friend was the one who invited me to go to church with him, and to be honest with you, the first time I went, I wasn't necessarily all that impressed, but he invited me again. And because he was my best friend, I went. And there I met a lot of other people who had become, a lot of young people who would become my friends. And their lives spoke to me. I heard about Jesus from them. I didn't know what a Christian was until I met them, and so even in the beginning of my life, friendship was really important to me, and God has blessed me and provided me with wonderful friends. I just told our congregation on Sunday that I've never been a wealthy person, but I consider myself a billionaire when it comes to friends, and I'm so grateful for the friends that God has placed in my life at different times, in Colorado, in Japan, in San Francisco, in Hawaii, in Australia. I praise God and thank God for those friends.
Just to hear you talk about friendship and the way you articulate or elaborate about friends, it makes me want to be your friend. how you treasure friendship, that it really stands out. That touches me, and I sense it probably touches our dear listener right now. Continuing on with friends, though, Pastor Bob, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I can remember that my uncle, I have my dad's brother. He was a very conservative Christian, and their family always went to church and all. But my family, we didn't. I think my father, he was from Kansas, and I think there was some church influence when he was younger, but we didn't go to church, except maybe occasionally when a relative came or something. And the same thing with my mother from Oklahoma. She didn't come from a church-going family. And so I can remember maybe two times, like a Christmas service when I was growing up, that we went to a church with my relatives. But that's about it until my parents were influenced by Mormon missionaries that came by our house, and then our whole family became Mormons. And I must say from the outset that we weren't good Mormons. My family, they didn't obey all the teaching of Mormonism, but and I didn't particularly care for the Mormon church. I can remember wishing that we didn't have to go. And so when my friend invited me when I was 13 years old to go to church with him, I went with him. And like I said, it wasn't fantastic the first Sunday we went, but I continued to go with him. And I really did see a difference in those young people. I mean, we're talking about middle school students, junior high school students. They cared about me, and they talked about knowing Jesus. I never knew Jesus. I mean, I'd heard about him, and my friends in the neighborhood I grew up in, they were young Catholic boys, and they were good guys. I enjoyed being with them, but even with them, I didn't really know what a Christian was. I mean, I knew that I wasn't Catholic, I knew I wasn't Jewish, so I knew I had to be perhaps a Christian. I wasn't a Catholic, so I must be a Protestant. That's really all I knew, until I started going to this Baptist church there in Denver. And there I saw people who demonstrated, not just by their words, but they demonstrated what it meant to know Jesus. And so that was 13. When I was 15, my best friend's father said, "Well, Bob, when are you going to make a decision for Christ?" And I thought, well, I guess I've never really done that. And so I need to do that. And his prompting, I think it was the result of the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That day, I turned my life over to Jesus.
You were going through this experience at the Baptist church, but your family had converted to Mormonism. Mm-hmm. So how did your parents respond when they saw you going to the Baptist church, and then you come back and you share with them the decision that you made?
Well, I thought my parents would be happy, that they would say, "Oh, we're happy for you, Bob." But I can distinctly my mother saying, "Why did you do that? If you were going to do that, we would want to do it as a family." And that really kind of shocked me. And the pastor already told me that the next Sunday next Sunday evening, he'd be happy to baptize me. And so I think I told my mother that I was going to be baptized. And so my parents were not very happy about that. However, like I said, by God's grace, my parents, they started going. They were not good Mormons, but they started going to church. And so about 2 years after I became a Christian, my parents, well, my sister did about 6 months after I did, and then my parents, about 2 years after that, they became Christians. So I was really happy that they started going. They heard what it meant to follow Christ, and they put their faith in him.
You're listening to Pastor Bob Gearhart. Pastor Bob is the pastor of Nuuanu Baptist Church. You can find out more about Nuuanu Baptist at nuuanubaptist.org. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what happened in these early years. I mean, we're talking about teenage years when the Lord was working in the life of a young Bob Gearhart, a call to ministry, having received Christ at 15, something happened at 17 that led to a trip overseas, a trip that was a foretaste in a profound way of the way the Lord would lead him in the days and years to come, including meeting a young woman who became his wife. Bob Gearhart, NuuanuBaptist.org. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When God calls a person, it's a significant moment, a moment wherein if that person responds by faith, you begin life on a different track. One may say, you or I may say, well, these are my plans. When God opens up his plan and shows you a direction, which may be different than the direction that you are going. You go on a different track. There are different resources available, different people that you meet. Well, it, to say the least, becomes a journey of a lifetime that impacts eternity. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Pastor Bob Gearhart. He's the pastor of New Uwanu Baptist Church. You can find out more about the ministry of New Uwanu Baptist, the beloved church in Hawaii, newuwanubaptist.org. And this program, hey, you can get this in its entirety as a free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Bob, what happened at the age of 17?
Like I said, I was just completely surrounded by love and the concern of young people and adults that at the church that I was going to, and the pastor at that church, he did talk about witnessing and sharing your faith in Jesus, and I knew what Jesus had done in my life. I knew how he had changed my life. And I knew that people needed to know about Jesus. And so when I was 17, I told the pastor that I believed God was calling me into full-time Christian service. Now, I didn't know what that meant at the time. I didn't know anything about being a pastor or anything like that, but I just felt like God was speaking to my heart. And so I asked him for help, and it just turned out that there were probably about four other young people in the church that God was dealing with also. And so he started a club and where we talked about the issues of full-time Christian service, what we needed to do in preparation. And so I knew I needed to go to college, and I knew that I needed to go to seminary. And I had already thought, well, I know where I'm going. I'm going to school in Texas at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and because that's where a lot of guys that I knew had gone. And but it really was in when I was in college that God really impressed upon my heart the need for missions. I mean, I heard that most of the Christians in the United States are they have access to church, they have access to Bibles, they have access to programs like your program on the radio and on television, even at that time. And the rest of the world, they don't have such access. They don't have someone to help them to grow in their faith or to even tell them about Jesus. So God put the needs of the world on my heart at that time. I can remember watching a Camps Crusade for Christ movie. It was about their basketball team that went and played different places in the world, and they showed them playing in Japan, and they talked about how few Christians there were in Japan, but they said those Christians are very faithful and they want to grow in their faith. And I thought, well, that's what I want to help them to do. So I wrote at the time they were called the Foreign Mission Board, now they're called the International Mission Board. I wrote them and said, I need to go. I need to go. And they wrote back and said, well, Bob, why don't you finish college first? And then there is a program that you can go, a short-term mission for college graduates, and you can see if that's what God wants you to do. And so I applied for that program, and I went to Japan as a journeyman. That was the name of the two-year program.
What did the Lord do in your heart while you were there as a journeyman there in Japan?
Oh, I you know, God does things that you just can't imagine. I mean, you could fantasize about, well, maybe God will do this or God will do that, but he does much more than we're able to even ask or think, and he did that. He touched me with the lives of, first of all, the Christians that were Japanese that I got to know, very faithful, very much desiring to be the people that God created them to be, and wanting to know as much as they can about Jesus. I met people that, especially one woman, she was a school teacher who became a Christian just by reading the Bible. There was no one to even help her. She found a Bible and she read it, and God used his word to change her life, to open her up. And so that was exciting. But then there were non-Christians, which are most of the people in Japan, that seemed to have no clue about what their life was all about. You ask them, what does life mean to you? Well, I don't know. I guess I go to school and I get a job and I work at that job and have family and I die and that's it. And I would tell them, no, there's much more meaning. There's much more that God can do in your life, and how he wants to love you and how he wants to grow you in your faith. And so it was a privilege for me and exciting for me to be able to be a part of that.
When did you meet a woman by the name of Gail Morihara?
Well, again, that was completely God's providence, God's work. When I left Colorado to go to Japan as a journeyman, we stopped in San Francisco, and I'd never been to San Francisco. I thought, man, I don't think I could ever live in San Francisco. There's too many crazy people here. Then we went to Hawaii and stopped in Hawaii, and I thought, in all honesty, I said, well, why do people save up their whole life to come to Hawaii? It didn't impress me at all. So I thought, well, if I don't come back to Hawaii, no big deal. But when I was in Japan, like I said, God just really spoke to my heart, and I wanted to come back to Japan. I wanted to share with Japanese what Jesus can do in their life. And so I thought, I can't go to college, I can't go to seminary in Texas. I need to go a place where there's Japanese and there's a Japanese church. And so I ended up in San Francisco at Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary. And I was the music director at a Japanese language church in San Francisco. And Gail, she moved to San Francisco to work, and the church that we both attended had four congregations: Estonian, English, Chinese, and Japanese. I went to the Japanese congregation. She went to the English congregation, but then she would fellowship with the Japanese congregation when they had food. And so we met there, and there were, it was a small group of a small church, Japanese church, and there were only a few young people. And so we hung around together. There were about six of us, and the pastor of that church, that small Japanese church, he had cancer of the tongue and went through a terrible time of dealing with the cancer, and Gail and I happened to help him with his daughter and wife, and we ministered together there, and we worked with the other people in that church as they went through that time. And God just used that to speak to us about perhaps a relationship together. And Gail had already had God speak to her heart about missions. And so it just seemed to fit that we would end up going back to Japan together as a husband and wife.
And 23 years of ministry. What experiences together shaped you most in Japan?
You know, again, they were friends that got placed in our lives at just the right the right time in our lives. A young Japanese man and his wife and his three children. They befriended us. He spoke English pretty well. We didn't speak Japanese very well, and so they helped us quite a bit. We worked with them in a new, in a revitalized church plant, and we learned from them what it meant to follow Christ in a non-Christian culture. He was a ready witness all the time, and we learned from them a love for people, and then we God placed other people in our lives that that encouraged us. We started a church in Yokohama, and we met this lady who just wanted to serve. She spoke English and Japanese, and she was very smart, and she helped us understand more of the culture, helped us understand what it meant to plant a church in Japan. And I mean, just God placed one person after another person in our lives that that encouraged us, that helped us, that taught us. I mean, we couldn't have been more blessed than to have these people in our lives. And so I tell people that I have a debt to God in my life that I would never be able to repay, a debt of thanksgiving for those people that he placed in our lives that that we could love and that loved us. God just used that to change my life.
People that Bob and Gail Gerhardt could love, and people who have loved them. These are friends, friendships, the wealth of friendships, and the endearing way with profound depth that Bob Gerhardt speaks of friends. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. When we come back from our break, more from Bob. You know, he is a man, a pastor. He believes that faithful and consistent study of God's word is imperative. Yes, so important. We'll talk about that when we come back. Why is that so important? What difference does it make in someone's life? How does it impact friendships? And by the way, I think I might even just title this broadcast, this feature of Bob Gerhardt, Friendship, because that's what he talks about. But is it relating with friendship with God, studying God's word, the importance of that? And perhaps we'll talk even a little bit more about missions and missions to Australia. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Bob Gearhart of Nu'uanu Baptist Church has a passion to see people meet Jesus and experience his love and grace, desiring to see God's people in the Word each day and praying for and encouraging one another in the family of God. You can find out more about the ministry of Nu'uanu Baptist Church at nu'uanubaptist.org. This program available to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Bob, why do you believe that faithful and consistent study of God's Word is so important?
You know, when I was in school, probably my weakest subject was English grammar. And so much so that my high school English teacher wrote in my yearbook, he said, "Bob, your understanding of English is unbelievable." And I don't think he meant that as a compliment, but God used that. I went to Japan, and I taught a lot of English to high school students as an opportunity to meet them and then to share the gospel with them. And so I never felt like I was the smartest guy in the room, but I remember a man that came and spoke on our college campus when I was at Colorado State University. He said that he goes and debates professors on these college campuses, and they're, you know, very intelligent men, you know. But he said, "I'm not intimidated at all when I speak to them because I know the Bible. And if they ask me a question, I just tell them what Jesus said, or I tell them what Paul said, and I do all right." And so I think that's the same thing in my life. I don't have to be the smartest person in the room, but I need to tell them what the Bible says so that they can read the Bible for themselves, so that God can use his word to speak to their hearts, so the Holy Spirit can take that word and make it alive in their lives. And so that's so important that people read the Bible, that they study the Bible as they meditate on it. And as a group, if they can be with other people to encourage them in their Bible study, and then someone can say, "Well, did you ever think about this from God's Word?" And it point out something to them. So yes, I think the Bible is very important, that we need to study it. We need to know what it says. And if we know what it says, if we study the Bible, then God will use that when we speak to people. When we tell them about Jesus, we can say, "Yes, that's what Jesus said," or "That's what Paul said," or "That's what Moses wrote." I mean, God can use that to speak to their hearts.
You're encouraging people in your at Nu'uanu Baptist. You're encouraging our listeners right now to learn the Word. It sounds like when you speak this way, you're talking about every. It sounds like you believe that every believer is a minister. Take us further on that, if you may. What does that mean to you, and why? Why is that important?
I'm very grateful to be able to see God work in the lives of our people in the church, and they do so many things that they may think are not that important. Helping one of our ladies come in a wheelchair and moving one of our chairs so she can slide the wheelchair in and helping her prop up a leg because she has pain in her legs, ministering to that lady. She may think, I don't have any gifts to give. I'm not a minister, but she is. And God is using that. Sometimes I think, okay, it's important that I get up and I share God's word, and he blesses his word, and that's important. But these people, when they're touched by someone who cares about them, someone who wants to help them, we have another man in our church, and I see people that you think, well, they don't have a lot in common. He's different from them, and he's younger, but they're much older. But I see them go and sit down and talk to him and ask him how he's doing. I see them pray for him. Now, if you ask them, are you a minister? They would say, no, I'm not. I'm a nobody. But they are sharing Christ's love with someone. And Jesus talked so much about the importance of love. And I mean, what we say is good, too, and that's important, too. But what we do, how we touch people's lives, God uses that. And it doesn't matter whether you're a young Christian. It doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for 40 years. God uses you. We have some of our older members, and they think, well, I'm old now. I served when I was younger, but I can't do anything now. I'm too old. I can't even get around that easily. But our young people, they want to know how God has worked in their lives. And I think Chris Morales, he talked about recording these older people so they can share what God has taught them with these young people who want to know. And so how wonderful is that to see people using the gifts that God is giving them, recognizing that they are important in God's ministry in the church. Doesn't matter how old they are. What if they're a man or a woman, young or old, it matters that they're faithful in doing what God has given them to do.
A biblical perspective that is being articulated and lived out of the preciousness, the value, how deeply meaningful every person is in the body of Christ. As you're listening to Pastor Bob Gearhart, he's pastoring New Water Baptist Church now. He and his wife ministered for over 11 years in Japan, and sandwiched in between was over 10 years in Australia. How did the Lord lead you, Bob, you and Gail, to Australia from Japan?
Well, again, Danny, it was through friends that God had placed in our lives, dear, precious friends that I went to school with at Colorado State University. They were journeymen. The same time I was in Japan, they were in Africa. And then Gail and I went to Japan as career missionaries, and then they went to Japan as career missionaries. And they were coming home on furlough, and our board said, there's a church in Australia that wants a pastor that can speak English and Japanese for the Australians, spouses of Japanese-speaking people. And so he mentioned it to me, my friend mentioned it to me, because my friend, at the same time, there was going to be the Olympics in 2000 in Sydney, Australia. And so my friend was going to serve with the Olympics, and he couldn't pastor the church. And he asked me if I was interested. And I thought, well, in God's providence, here I am. I'm a Caucasian husband. My wife is Japanese. And we can go to Australia, and I can be with other couples where the husband is Australian, Caucasian, and the wife is Japanese, and we can minister to them. And it just seemed like God was just saying, here's this opportunity. Would you take it? And so we went to Australia and saw God use us to speak to those people and to minister to them as they minister to us. Danny, again, about the importance of the word, I can remember, they would ask me, Pastor, what about this issue? And I would say, well, you know, I think. And they would say, well, we're not interested in what you think. We want to know what the Bible says. And so they just, again, emphasize in my own life, what does the Bible say about this issue? How can God's word speak to them concerning this issue? So it was a joy to work with that church and to see God bring many people to faith. In Japan, it's difficult sometimes for Japanese to become Christians because of their family. They live with their family. They see them all the time, and their parents might say, well, we don't want you involved in a church. We don't want you to hear about this Jesus. But they come to Australia for a year, and they want to be with other Japanese-speaking people, and so they come to church, and we share the gospel with them, and we hear about lives that are broken. When we were in Japan, we didn't hear about abortion. We didn't hear about abuse in the families because they didn't share those things. But in Australia, these young people, they talked about just brokenness and need. And when they come to faith in Jesus, you see Jesus bring light to their eyes, see joy in their faces. It was just a privilege to see God work while we were there in Australia.
You're listening to Pastor Bob Gerhart speaking about his pastoral ministry. He and his wife Gail and their family moved to Australia. They've been there for over 10 years after serving in Japan for over 20 years. Now they are serving in Hawaii at Nuuanu Baptist Church. When we come back from our break in our final segment, we will, yes, certainly want Pastor Bob to spend some time praying for you, praying for us, especially during these challenging times, but also to talk a little bit about what it was like to raise their family in Japan and Australia and how the Lord has continued to work. Pastor Bob Gerhart, every Christian is a minister. The Word of God, studying the Word, reading the Word, what is God saying in this situation? Perhaps we could also talk about how he has seen God's hand at work during COVID. Dear one, how have you seen the Lord's hand at work during COVID? Have you seen it? Have you seen the Lord? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, not many families actually get to be raised in Japan and then move to Australia. It is a question that I think we need to ask. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You say, Danny, ask what? Ask who? I'm just tuning in right now. Well, we're with Pastor Bob Gearhart. He's the senior pastor of Nu'uanu Baptist Church. And we've been talking about their ministry that has gone over three decades. And now he's in Honolulu, Hawaii, serving at Nu'uanu Baptist. You find out more at nu'uanubaptist.org. Pastor Bob, let's do a sweeping reflection. What was it like, or lessons learned, raising your family in Japan and Australia?
Well, you know, I should probably begin to say that by saying that being a missionary to Japan and to Australia, I don't feel like I sacrificed anything. I think I enjoyed what I did, and I enjoyed being with the people and living in those cultures. And all my both my parents passed away when I was younger. My mother when I was 45. I mean, my mother at 45 when I was still in college, and then my father at maybe 63. So I don't think I had that like Gail did. Her parents were still alive, and they both lived into their 90s, and so not to be with their family, I think, was more of a sacrifice for them. And then I think of my children, and not being, they stood out. They were different, and in Japan, when you're different, that's not always the best thing. And so I think it was difficult for them. So I think there was some sacrifice with my children. I talked to them about that, especially my oldest son. I kind of apologized to him. I said, I'm sorry that you had to give up so much. But he told me, and I was very grateful for this, he said he was grateful for being able to have experienced life there in Japan. And then my oldest son was 17 when we went to Australia, so that was even more of an adjustment for him. But he told me, he said, I came to love Australia. And then my second son, Lance, and my daughter, Charity, they both married Australians. So I guess they were happy we went to Australia, and God gave them fine spouses, and they both have two children each. So I think it was difficult, and they sacrificed. I mean, we started three churches in our home, and so our children's bedroom became many times the playroom for children who came to church. They played with it, my children's toys, and maybe some toys were broken. And so I think it was difficult for them in a lot of ways, but I think they also got to recognize and felt like they were missionaries too, that God was using them to share about Jesus, and I think that was important to them. And they, I think all three of them at different times have told me, you know, Dad, thank you for taking us. They didn't have much choice. They were, three of them were born in Japan, and so they thanked us for allowing them for being there so that they could grow up in Japan and then Australia.
Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Bob. Let me just pause and just say, just the tender way in which you speak, your shepherd's heart, and I think that the tone, the sensitivity is so needed, needed all the time, but I think especially in this time. I've heard you preach. You say that your prayer for Christians is just for them to see what God is doing in their lives. Pastor Bob, in what ways have you seen God's hand at work during COVID, this pandemic?
You know, I just read a magazine article last week about this pastor. He said he didn't look at COVID as being an obstacle to their worship, didn't see it as being an obstacle to the growth of their church. They saw it as an opportunity, and I think that's kind of what we've seen. It wasn't that we necessarily, you know, I'm not the greatest planner in the world, so it wasn't like I sat down and said, well, how can we use this COVID to see the church grow? God just used it in people's lives. I think he gave us just the right staff to be able to put it on Zoom and to be able to have an overflow room where people could sit with their children and not feel like they're crowded together and where we could have social distancing. I think God just arranged all those things for us. But even more than that, I've seen people say, it's now an opportunity for me to study God's Word. We have a ladies group that have been doing deep study of God's Word in Genesis and what does this mean? In we're studying Daniel, and we're studying Hebrews, and we're studying, you know, all these people are studying and they're seeing God teach them wonderful things, and so. Maybe if we had not had COVID, it would be like business as usual. But they've said we've got to do something. We've got to study, find ways to be involved in studying God's Word with other people. And so, in that sense, I think it's brought many of our church members closer together. I think they've been serious about their discipleship, serious about learning their study. And so I think God has blessed us because of that. And even those that aren't able to attend, that watch online, I think it's also given us a greater appreciation of them and their needs and trying to reach out to them and help them. So God has been using that in the lives of our folks, and I'm very grateful for that.
God's working. Continuing yes. to work in people's lives. Pastor Bob, someone today is facing a tough time. Maybe they can put it into words, maybe not. But will you lead us in a prayer? Would you pray for this dear person who is struggling and pray for them? Would you do that, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Father, we know that even as we come to this time of prayer that you know the needs of every person who's listening, every person who will be talked to by someone who's listening. Father, we just pray that those who are experiencing times of stress or fear, some, Father, that are experiencing suffering and pain because of this COVID-19, and maybe they've experienced loss in their family, Father, we know that you're aware of every need and that you're more than able to meet those needs, to give hope, to give comfort, to give strength, to give purpose. Father, we just look to you and we trust you to do what only you can do. Lord, I pray that they would not ever think that you don't care, that you've forgotten them. Help them to see you working in their lives. And Father, we know that you are. Help them to see that you can work through them. Not only can you bless them, but you can work through them to be a blessing to others. And Father, I pray that that's what they will experience, that they'll see hope and they'll see promise through you working in their lives. We just commit them to you, and we trust that you can do far and above what even we could ask or think, because you are a great and awesome God. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Bob Gearhart has prayed for you. And perhaps you feel, as I feel, that a good friend has prayed for you, for us, in this time when things can get pretty dicey, pretty precarious, pretty hard to describe, put into words. But he's standing beside us, praying for you, dear one. Why? Because he knows the Lord of love. He knows the friend who sticks closer than a brother. And he knows the greatest friend that anyone could have, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to pass that good word to you today. And so we thank Pastor Bob Gearhart. Pastor, thank you for being with us. You are truly a blessing, and we're grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure, a joy, a privilege to be on your show.
These are fitting words, timely indeed, fitting words from Pastor Bob Gearhart, newwanubaptist.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even as Pastor Bob just did. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment, we believe, to open your heart, for you to open your heart to Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And we thank you in advance. 1 Peter 5:2, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Bob Gearhart, newwanubaptist.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lottie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.